Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. I'm your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist, if you will. My company is E3C. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, Create. What we do is we show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. Thank you for listening in. Today, we're talking about bootstrapping. We're going to share with you some ideas about how to run a business and not have to spend a lot of money, stay profitable, increase your cash flow. That's what we're talking about today. So when you talk about a business is all about making a profit, right? Business is about making sales, making money. Business is about cultivating client and customer relationships. One of the mistakes that a lot of entrepreneurs make, and I know this being a profit evangelist, is that we spend too much money. And some entrepreneurs fail to control those expenses. You can't do that because that, if anybody knows this, and I'm sure you do listening in, is that if you don't control your spending, you don't control your expenses, you don't reduce your expenses, control your costs, that has an effect on your profit margin, effect on your profits. That means the money you get to take home with you for the kids, for the daughter, for the family, for the church, for the wife. Okay, so you really need to watch what you're spending. Seek to reduce your expenses, and that increases your profits. So what you've got, and I don't know if you realize this or not, and I think after the show you will, that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of products, services, and technology available to you via the web. That's free. Let me repeat that. That's free, no cost, or at a very low price. And so what I've done, and also there's a lot of ideas, hundreds upon hundreds of ideas that you can use right now, today, not tomorrow, not 10 years from now, but today, that can help support your business and get you moving to profitability or increase your cash flow. So what I've done is I've invited a few entrepreneurs, passionate entrepreneurs, if you will, because I'm a passionate entrepreneur, who will share with you some interesting ideas, products, and services. Very innovative, very interesting. So I want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. The call-in line is 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. So if you're listening and you have an idea and you want to call us, I think the lines are going to be pretty jam-packed, but we'd like to hear from you. So we'll try to get you on the line. So let me see. We got a line jammed already. I'm going to bring in line one. Karen Rands, how are you?
Outstanding, Ken. How are you today?
Karen Rands, Launch Funding Network. All right, so we're talking about bootstrapping ideas to make your business more profitable. And first of all, why don't you introduce yourself? Karen Rands is of Launch Funding is?
Right. We run an organization, Launch Funding Network. It's launchfn.com. That helps companies figure out what's the right kind of money when to grow their business and get them the necessary resources and access to capital so that they can go to the next level. And we've been doing that for about 3 or 4 years now and have a great track record of success of helping companies move on to the next level and become profitable, thriving companies.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling in. I got it. So you've got a bootstrapping idea, I take it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm an entrepreneur myself, and so I've had to learn, you know, ways to shave make the dollar go a little bit longer than you normally would have. And one of the ways that companies can be more attractive to private investors is by increasing their valuation, and that means accomplishing more things. And they always ask, what's your burn rate? And so your burn rate is basically how much cash you go through every month. So if you can figure out ways to extend the dollar, to bootstrap, you can make the money that you do get go further. You can, you know, have greater confidence with the investors, or the investors have greater confidence in you. And you can not give up as much as your company as you would if you don't bootstrap. I mean, if you bootstrap, you're able to accomplish more to give up to get your business further along. So when it comes time to bringing in private investors, you don't have to give up as much of it.
Okay. So what's a great idea that you would share that you want to share with the listeners about conserving money and bootstrapping? What was one thing that you've done?
Well, you know, for companies, particularly, you know, high-tech companies that we deal with, or companies that are market makers, I should say, they can have a new product or a new idea for something, a new franchise, they can, all different kinds of things. You know, one of the things that they often have to do is get a patent. And if they go to your normal law firm that does patents, that's, you know, got all of the marble on the floor and up on the 18th floor of some building, you know, they're going to pay anywhere from, you know, probably start out just $10,000 out the chute, and it could get up to $30,000, $40,000 by the end of the time they finally get their patent, with, you know, having to do responses and different things. And, you know,
That's a lot of money.
Or a way that they can bootstrap that is go to a patent agent. I never knew about these until I was... I'm sorry?
I say now we do, so you were...
Now we do. Patent agents. That's a little golden nugget, a patent agent. And they have all the... They've been trained, and they've been licensed by the patent department to do patents. And they don't have... They're typically sole proprietors, or have, you know, maybe some support staff. And they will be able to go out there and write your patent and get it together. And then once you've got it, then you've got your stake in the ground. You've protected your intellectual property. And when you go get your money, if you want to go to, you know, get derivative patents, or get, you got extra money to go, then you can go to the regular lawyers. But now they're doing, you know, additional patents or international patents or other things to further protect that original concept, but you've protected it first time around with a patent agent. And it's much better than trying to do it on your own. I mean, some people will try to bootstrap by do their own patent, and, you know, it's just not even worth it. So a patent agent, they can also do the patent search, which, you know, a law firm will charge you $3,500 just to do a patent search. So, you know, so anyway, like, one of the patent agents that we work with is Ron Reardon. I think his company is called Patents and More. But you can go to Inventors Association of the whatever United States, and they're listed. There's three or four patent agents listed with those guys. But Ron's who we work with in our local community.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much, Karen. Thanks, and I understand you're traveling to Florida, so thank you very much for calling in and sharing that bootstrapping nugget. And so, Karen, your website, if somebody wants to contact you,
it's launchfn.com. So, like, launching your business, L-A-U-N-C-H, F as in funding, N as in network.com. And there's a, you can, if you go on there, you can fill in the opt-in box on the upper right-hand corner and get some free excerpts of, you know, how to meet investors, present to investors. We have, I think it's 5 or 6 series of emails that come to you with some hot tips on attracting investors for free, or at least tips are free.
Okay. And you have, what is it that you can get, a business review or something?
We sure do. We try to help companies save a little money along the way. By the first step is a registration, and you get an initial consultation call with one of our experts to talk about, you know, what some of your funding options are, and a recommended course of action. What do you want to do? Are you ready to go talk to investors, just sort of at a high level? And that's only $27, and you can get that through the website. Once you fill in that opt-in box, it'll take you to the page that's for the registration, or you can go to the Get Started page and get that. And then the other thing that we offer for only $297 is a full business plan review. We have an analyst that goes through and analyzes the business plan for investor readiness, for how our investors are going to respond to that business plan, and gives them a red light, yellow light, green light based on my 6 years of experience of working with investors and what do they look for in a business plan. Because you can waste a lot of time and money going after and a lot of frustration trying to attract investors when you're not ready. Your business plan isn't compelling. So all they do is circular file it. And so we try to help people avoid that and make it a faster process to connect with investors by making sure their business plan says the right things.
All right. So thank you very much, Karen Rand, Launch Funding FM, and your website is www.launchfn.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you very much. Have a great show. I can't wait to hear all the other great ideas. And then also, well, you know, you and I have been working on a list of these bootstrapping things since our private equity conference. In on the Launch FN website, there's going to be an opportunity for entrepreneurs to go and hear all, you know, get all these ideas in one spot. I think you probably have it on your website as well, but if they go in under info and links, there'll be a link for bootstrapping ideas, and we encourage people to, you know, if they've uncovered something that's helped them, to submit it, and it'll get on that list too, and then they'll get credit for it, so they'll have another little plug for their business as part of that too.
Oh, that's excellent. Got to have those ideas. Well, thank you very much, Karen. All right, Karen Rand, Launch Funding Network.
Great. Right. Talk to you later.
All right, then. Take care. You're listening to The Passion Entrepreneur. You can call us at 646-716-7099. That's 646-7099. Let me see who else is up here. Let me bring you on. Welcome. You're talking to The Passion Entrepreneur. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
This is Chris Kaufman.
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what's your business idea? Bootstrap it. You bootstrap your business?
Oh, that is correct. I have a professional entertainment business as a professional entertainer myself, and getting out there, and it's just not a matter of calling up the Tonight Show and say you'd like to be on tonight. It involves a lot of networking. And by that, specifically, I'm talking about initially other people who are in the same industry, other entertainers. And then there's associations to get involved with. And then volunteering at the associations, you meet some of these people. Now, a world-class headliner told me years ago that if you want to get some great stage time in front of a great audience for comedy, get with a charity and put on a charity comedy show. And the charity will back it. They'll back it because it's going to be a fundraiser for them. It's going to be exposure for you. Everybody wins. And so I did that with a homeless shelter in Atlanta, Georgia, called Crossroads Community Ministries, and they helped the homeless get back into productive society. The board of directors was composed, or is composed, of people from the Atlanta business community. So it was fantastic exposure, helped me develop a database of names, addresses, phone numbers of people who could book me, which subsequently turned into bookings. None of this would have happened had I not been proactive with going out and developing the charity comedy shows.
Wow, that's good. So you got a network, and you focused on a large audience.
Right.
An organization, a lot of people.
A lot of diverse people from the business community, because one of the number one question that a corporation will have when it comes to book a comedian who they do not know, they know Jay Leno, they know David Letterman, etc., but if they don't know Chris Kaufman. So their big question is going to be, the number one question is always, are you clean? Because in corporate America, you have to be a clean comedian, which is fully understandable. And when you do these charity comedy shows for these charities, particularly this particular one, which is associated with several different churches and synagogues here in Atlanta, we obviously worked very clean with the comedy, which gave them the comfort zone to book me for their corporate shows. And so
Chris Kaufman, you're a comedian, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if people want to contact you, mm-hmm. what is your website?
ChrisKaufman.com, and Kaufman is K as in Kansas, A U. F F M A N, K K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N, chriskaufman.com.
You are great Elvis Presley. Do you do other things besides Elvis?
Something I learned in Vegas from Priscilla. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to Chris. I'm talking to Elvis.
That's right, buddy. Listen, there is nobody else to talk to, all right, buddy?
All right. So thank you very much, Chris,
sure,
for calling in.
You bet.
And if we can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to give us a call back.
Thank you very much for having me.
And your website, again, is chriskaufman.com?
You got it.
All right, then. Chris Kaufman, you want to pass on a phone number?
404.
The website's better.
Well, here in Atlanta, 404-233-3530.
All right, then. Thank you so very much, Chris.
Thank
Chris,
you,
thank you for sharing.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Kaufman. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, then. Excellent. Okay, let me see who else is here. Line two. Good morning. You're talking to the Passion Entrepreneur who's on the line. Who's on the line? Calling once, calling twice.
This is me, Ken.
Hey, is this JB?
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Pretty good. You got a business bootstrapping idea for us?
Yes, Ken. Want to give a business bootstrapping idea. My business is To the Next Level. Actually, the name of my website is To the Next Level. That's the number two, thenextlevel.com. And my bootstrapping idea is actually one I've been using for the past going on seven, almost 8 years. It's a website and a service called PayPal.
PayPal.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think you use it yourself. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
PayPal will allow small businesses, startup businesses, home businesses to be able to accept credit cards on their website, and or they can actually send invoices through PayPal and get paid by credit card, whether it's if someone wants to use their MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. They can now pay you using the PayPal service, and you get those funds, and you can actually continue on with what you're doing in your business rather than have to wait for a check. Some businesses only will send checks and or use their say corporate credit cards. So something that I've been using now for a good long time.
So again, you don't have to have a merchant account to have a PayPal account. Is that correct?
Absolutely not. A merchant account is something entirely different. A merchant account is something that one has to actually qualify for, because you have to utilize your credit, as well as you have to pay a certain amount per month. Merchant accounts are usually for those who have a volume. There's this volume of say products that they're selling. The PayPal service will allow you to do it for free when it comes to getting the PayPal account, and then just a small percentage for each transaction. So you can actually get a PayPal account today, and as a result of getting one, accepting credit cards tomorrow or even in the same day. So it's not a merchant account. It works similar to a merchant account, but it definitely does not need all of the background checking and all the things that are necessary for one to get a traditional merchant account.
PayPal works for me. So what success story you have about PayPal that you can talk about and share with the listeners? Thank you for listening. I mean, calling in, by the way.
Oh, no problem. Well, the very first one I can think of is when I worked for a university, or I was a contractor for a university doing a website for them. And basically what wound up happening is that they have a corporate card, or in their case, they have a P card, because it was a governmental agency, being a state-run school, and they wanted to use their P card, which is just like a credit card, to pay me for my services. And that's, at the time, I didn't have an ability to accept credit cards. I didn't have a merchant account, and at the time, I didn't have PayPal. I didn't even know about PayPal. This was going on about 6 or 7 years ago, and so they wanted to pay me by check. So I had to initially wait for that check to be issued to me, and it took roughly about 4 months.
Government takes a ton of time.
Right.
You didn't need that money, though. You could have waited, 3 or 4 months to get paid, right?
as a small business and as a startup business, not that many businesses can wait 4 months for money that is owed to them. And this was a considerable amount. This was about $3,000. So I mean, you know, I could have really used that money right away.
Okay. And so what happened? You were able to turn that around and start using PayPal?
Well, right after that, I had to search for something that was going to allow me to do so. And, of course, I used the Internet. And in using the Internet, I found this service, PayPal. Matter of fact, they were known by a different name, but they became PayPal. They merged with another company and became PayPal. And, again, it was so easy to sign up. I went to the website, filled in the information on my business, got a business account for free, and I was up and running. I can then put a PayPal payment button on my website, or, again, and they can utilize what's called right now they have a great service called Virtual Terminal. And the virtual terminal will allow you to do some of the more traditional things like you do with a merchant account. It'll allow you to accept the credit cards by putting them, say into the PayPal service without having to have the credit card in hand. You just have to have the credit card information, kind of similar to what you would be doing if you were doing some kind of mail order or if you were at an event. So the virtual terminal for PayPal, which is pretty new, is even another service that can help small businesses do what they need to do in order to accept those credit cards.
That's great. So how long does it take for you to get your money once you you bill somebody and they pay?
Well, it's actually automatic, instantaneously. I mean, as soon as they make the payment, that money is available to you in your PayPal account. There's two things you can do once you have it in your PayPal account. You really want to have a PayPal debit card. That debit card will allow you to charge and or use that money right away. I mean, as soon as it hits there, it's automatically available to you. You can use your PayPal debit card just as though you use your regular debit card, your bank debit card. And once that's once that's done, you can use it for anything. So I use my PayPal debit card just like it's my American Express or my Discover. When that money is available, I'm using it because small business really can't take that time. The only the other way that it can be done is just it can be moved into your traditional bank account. That takes about 2 to 3 business days, but within rather than wait four months that I had to, 2 to 3 days is great. You know what I'm saying?
All right then, JB, to the next level. Your website, how do we contact you?
My website is the number 2, thenextlevel.com. Again, the number www.thenextlevel.com.
And you're known as what, an email expert?
Well, basically, what we do is we help small businesses utilize the internet and Web 2.0 technology. Basically taking their business to the next level, because everyone who has an ability to utilize the web, utilize some of the things that we're using or we're helping them use, they can actually make more money, make more sales, and bring more customers to them using a lot of our techniques and our tips.
All right. So thank you very much. Thank you for calling in, JB. And your website again is?
Website is www.thenextlevel.com.
All right, then. Thank you so very much, JB, for sharing. PayPal, it can pay you. All right, then. Thank you so very much. All right, that was JB from To the Next Level. All right, then. So let me see. We've got a couple lines open. If you want to call us, share with us your bootstrapping ideas to make more money, increase your cash flow, you can call us at 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. Let me see who else is here on line one. Good morning. Good morning. You're speaking with the Passion Entrepreneur. How are you?
Good morning. This is Joe Turner.
Joe Turner, how are you doing?
Doing quite well, Ken. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, I'm thinking you've got an idea about saving money in your business. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, I do, and I'm going to preface this by sort of piling on with the guys that you've talked to already there. I've listened as we've gone. Chris Kaufman, a comedian, good friend of mine, worked with him on occasion, and definitely understand the benefits of doing charity events. Your last caller, the PayPal, credit cards, that definitely changed the way I do business when I started doing that. So okay. you're getting great information out already. I hope my competition isn't listening. And I really hope they are listening, because I'm going to tell you now how I went from a person who worked in corporate America. I worked for a large national bank for many years, and I took one of my hobbies and turned it into a full-time job about 8 years ago.
What's your hobby that turned into a job?
I do magic, sleight of hand, illusions, and mentalism, and now I do that for corporate meetings and events across the United States, trade shows, sales meetings, product launches, and different types of dinners and banquets and so forth. And it's a wild ride, I'll tell you. But when I first came to this, I had never had to sell anything. So I was sort of the accidental entrepreneur. I found myself having to learn entrepreneurial skills, no startup money, no experience in selling anything. And so there's three keys. It's like a three-legged stool that my business stands on. And one of those is the effective use of the Internet. And obviously, you have to have a website, but also inside this is putting video on your website changed the way that people were able to experience what I do. They can see that I'm clean, competent, exciting, and I can take their message and put it in. It also shows me in a variety of performing conditions so that people can more easily visualize how what I do, sleight of hand or illusions, can fit into their event. And it really helps to break their preconceptions about what magic is, and maybe they're used to thinking of it only in terms of children's entertainment, and it really helps them to see it in a different light. But in addition to the video, here's a tip. I used a website called PRWeb.com. PRWeb.com. It's a website that lets you send out press releases about your business, and it gets out, and the story gets pushed to many different websites, occasionally gets picked up by other people who are collecting news for their RSS feeds or different things like that. And so it definitely helped me to get a little bit more visibility. It helped boost my appearances on Google. So the regular use of press releases, not just locally, I mean obviously for your local newspapers, magazines, and so forth, but using this free or inexpensive service, PRWeb.com, definitely can help achieve some higher visibility for you. Effective use of the Internet, one of the key parts of what I do. Another key part of what I do is obviously word of mouth. And that is, after I do a show, I try to be really attentive to following up with my clients, asking. I don't like to do a direct asking for referrals, but I do like to make it known to them that I was referred to them by someone else maybe, and I try to ease into that conversation. It's a little not quite my style to sort of walk up and demand five names to talk to, but there's a businesslike and a professional way to get into those conversations, and so that word of mouth. Have a great show. And then the last part, and this is the part I didn't know anything about until I really started interacting with another one of your guests and some of the events around town. That's personal networking. It's just something that was foreign to me. I had always been able to just show up on jobs that had already been sold, and I didn't have to worry about knowing people in the industry or outside my industry. But I met Chris Kaufman going to different networking events, several other people. There's a gentleman in town named Jeffrey Glaze, AtlantaEvent.com. Is he going to be on? Yeah. He's a great guy, let me tell you. He sort of opened the door to me, and if you want to talk about a resource that is free but that can pay dividends, that he's probably going to talk about it. I hope so. AtlantaEvent.com really introduced me to personal and business networking, and you can find just any number of free events there that you can go and participate in and start to be seen and meet people and develop contacts and I'll leave Jeff to explain the details of that, but it was definitely a boon to my business. And the only thing I would add to that is that, excuse me, don't just focus on one city. What I do takes me from coast to coast, and now what I do is try to find ways to build those connections and networks in other major markets across the country, not just in Atlanta. And so I work everywhere from New York to LA and everywhere in between, and I do magic, and I also do some speaking. As Chris said, you have to be clean, and I would add to that that for what I do, you need to be clean and relevant, because magic, in addition to being entertainment, can also be used as a direct tool for marketing or advertising. So I consult on the use of magic and advertising campaigns and so forth. So I've got an entertainment side of what I do, and I've got more of a business activity side of what I do, where I contribute to their sales and marketing efforts.
All right, then. Thank you so very much. Joe Turner.
Yeah, turnermagic.com, yeah.
All right, and again, your website is turnermagic.com.
Turnermagic.com, yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. And,
hope that's helpful to some of your listeners. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Take care.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
All right, Ken.
Joe Turner. All right, then. That was really, really good. He passed out some really good stuff. PR, web, personal networking, diversifying your sales, you know. It's not local. Go regional and go national. So let me see. Who else is we got here? And if we got a couple lines open, you can call us at 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. Let me see who else we've got. We got some really good ideas coming here. Let me see line one and see if we get that one. Welcome. You're talking with the Passion Entrepreneur. Who's on the line? Welcome. I know there's somebody there. They're listening. Hello,
hey Ken,
hello.
George Ishii.
George Ishii. This is Plum Tree Marketing, correct?
Yep.
Hello, George. How are you? You got a good bootstrapping idea for us?
Well, I do. It's a couple things. I'm involved in a group called CEO Space, and one of the things what we find with companies that are bootstrapping is how do we find capital? How do we get the money to prime what we're doing? And there's two choices. One, you can either fund it yourself, and that's what a lot of the bootstrapping ideas are, or the other side is how do you fund it with other people's money? And the question people say, well, I don't really have the money to do it, but the other side of the question, is there enough money out there of people, if you knew that language of capital, who would be willing and open to fund you? And the answer is absolutely yes. There's billions of dollars, but most
billions.
Of the time, billions of dollars. It's amazing how much is out there. You know, organizations like Karen Rands, who spoke earlier, I mean, she's a prime source for that, got an incredible organization that helps people find out how to get into that space to raise the capital, because there's other people there that have capital, but they want to use that money to make money. So they're looking for good investment opportunities, and Karen's a tremendous link for that. I've actually attended a couple of her events and got tremendous value from it. But what most people do is they don't know this language of capital, and they don't know how to get started. And, Ken, I'm going to give a shameless plug for you because the caller, Ken Browns, if you don't know, Ken does a fast start bootstrapping coaching session, and his coaching ability is once people understand how he can guide people to success in that, then you should go back to Ken and talk to him offline about what he can do for your business, because I know there's several people that have benefited tremendously, and Ken has a long-term strategy and a short-term fix that gets people to prime their pump.
Thank you, George. The check is in the mail.
That was a pure endorsement, unsolicited. So
okay.
Sometimes you got to tell people where the real value is out there.
Thank you. So CEO Space, and so what I understand is you've got to learn the business of finance and learn those terms so you can communicate at their level.
Yes. And CEO Space is a 20-year-old organization. It meets out in Los Angeles five times a year. And people go out there for one of three things. Either they need more clients, or they need more contacts or connections or resources or help, anything from board of advisors, board of directors, strategy teams, vision teams, et cetera, the resources, or they're looking for capital. And the CEO Space is And the next forum is in July, July 20th through the 28th. And about a third of the people are there, you know, in the startup from a napkin idea to opening their business and all the steps. About a third have their doors open and are raising either capital or solving, you know, CEO to CEO needs. And about a third of them are angel investors, but you don't know who they are. But everybody is saying, what do you do and what do you need next? And when you're in an environment like that, then all of a sudden you're getting the contacts and the connections and the people. And if the people there are not the direct contacts, you're 1 degree separation from getting what you need.
Money, cash, OPM, other people's money. Okay, that's a really good idea. All right, CEO space. And do you have another idea for us? Matter of fact, before we do that, George Ishii, what is it that you do? You share with us some information on how to help other people. What is your business?
Well, thank you, Ken. I have just launched a marketing model called Biasun, B-I-A-S-U-N, and it's a free source to help any business convert more of your prospects to customers, because everybody's trying to find that link. How do I get people from a prospect to a customer? Then how do I turn dead leads into a new revenue stream? And then it's a tool to help businesses systematize and automate their training and educational material. We just launched it at www.bia-sun.com, and you can go register for free, sign up other folks to join and take some free programs, and actually make a recurring income off of that. But that's a startup business, and part of the value of what we're doing is I've used that CEO space and bootstrapping techniques to help get that launched. And one of the tips that I did that helped me tremendously was to develop the idea of the software. I used a place called Rentacoder, rentacoder.com, and I was able to hire, contract out programmers and logo design people and graphics and business cards and any of these things you do, and it's like a temp agency worldwide of experts in their fields that you can go to, put a bid up, and have people literally bid on your project, and they end up bidding it down. And I got a logo design, actually hired two people. One quoted me $10 and one quoted me $40. Those were the
You're
two lowest. And I hired them both. I let them compete against each other.
It was within your budget.
It was within my budget. So that's a really powerful tool that people can use to get a lot of these programming, graphic and website building and all these other things. And they're not, you know, I use that to build my prototype. And then once I got the prototype built, I literally spent 10 months building it, spent $6,000 over 10 months to build it. Then I came and took it to the programmers with the idea and concept that built it so it can grow large and be scalable. So I use that as my primer tool to keep my expenses down while getting it right when I need it.
Wow, okay. And so you raised a pretty nice little start of money for that. Okay, well, thank you very much, George Ishii, Plum Marketing. How can we reach you? What is your website?
Website is go to bia-sun, Biasun, and we pronounce it like Biasun because it's fun and it's a good company, but it's also the ability that can help people go. So it's www.bia-sun, and you can go watch 3 5-minute videos. It'll explain exactly how we can make a business make money.
All right, excellent, excellent. So thank you so very much. That was George Ishii. All right, then, thank you. Have a great day. Okay, who else have we got here? This is some really good stuff. So he talked about Rentacoder, Biasun, learning financial terms, and if you're going to use other people's money, you've got to learn the words of money and finance and stuff. So let me see who else we got here. This is really good. We still have lines on. You can give us a call at 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. And who else do we have? Welcome. You're on. You're talking to the Passion Entrepreneur, your chief profitability officer, your profit evangelist, if you will. Who's on the line?
This is Dave Walker.
Dave Walker. That's the Handprint Group. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. It sounds like you have a wide variety of people on the show today. I like it.
Yeah, and you're going to dazzle us. Thank you for calling in. You're going to dazzle us with your knowledge because you're an alumni of the University of Michigan, as I am. Yes.
Go Blue.
Go Wolverines. Go Blue. All right. Anyway, what do you got for us, David?
Well, I'm going to add my own little twist on this, Ken. I mean, I know everyone seems to have their own ways of bootstrapping different services within their business. But I like to talk about something that everyone needs, but no one really wants to pay for, and that's attorneys.
Okay.
And I'm going to help your audience kind of understand where the needs come from and then how do you mitigate some of the costs associated with that.
Okay.
First of all, the attorneys are vital to your business, not really just for the legal aspect, but it's also important for the counseling aspect of your business. A lot of people try to very narrowly focus the issue for what the attorney is going to do for them because they're afraid of cost, et cetera. But I want to maybe suggest to them there's ways to maximize the benefit of your attorney more than just the legal aspect of it. For example, when you go to a major law firm in town here, and there's probably, you know, 10 plus that have attorneys that range from $400 to maybe $800, $900 an hour. Those attorneys, you're paying for the name and you're paying for the malpractice and insurance associated with those firms. But the irony of it is if you were to walk in the front door or you were to introduce to somebody who introduced you to it, regardless of the size of attorneys in the office, you are assigned to one particular attorney. So even though they might be at a big law firm, it's still the luck of the draw in terms of who you actually get to work on your individual case. And that matters because all attorneys are not created equal. So to some extent, when you pay for the large firms, you're not really paying for all of the 400 attorneys thinking about your one issue. You're really paying for one attorney's ability to be able to use the other 399 attorneys to use that. So I want to say this. If you understand that, then you understand that there are some very good small boutique law firms out here who they have attorneys that came from some of those big law firms. Now, those attorneys that left those big law firms and began to start their own business, they have something very much in common with you as the entrepreneur, and that is that they are now an entrepreneur. They are no longer under the structure of that big law firm. They're out to try to generate client business. They're out to create relationships. And also, too, if you hired one of those big law firms, you might end up having this person anyway. So I would say to everyone, look very carefully at small boutique law firms that have lawyers that came from big firms, because you're getting the same legal advice that you would normally get. But secondly, you're getting somebody who thinks more like an entrepreneur because now they actually are an entrepreneur themselves. Now, some people say, well, how do I know if I have a good attorney or not? And really, if you have to ask that question, you don't. The truth is an attorney is more than just the law. They're counselors. They're people who you can discuss your business with. They make you feel good about some of the decisions you're making. They give you suggestions about your business far and above the law, meaning that they should be letting you sleep better at night because you know that you have somebody who's out there thinking about your business and thinking about the core of it, not just the legal aspect of the contract, but introducing you to some relationships, maybe accountants, maybe other contract providers, maybe other service providers. That's really where the legal part of the big firms has really moved away from over time. And, you know, the attorney was considered the counselor. That was the person you pick up the phone and you talk to and you say, you know, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing this in my business. Do you know somebody who does maybe printing? I want to do some marketing. And say, oh, yeah, I got somebody, et cetera. Well, some of the big law firms have moved away from that. And I think that if you have a person who's thinking about your business and your relationships and they're doing it at a much lower an affordable rate than at a big law firm, that's something that your listeners should consider.
Okay, so your idea would be don't go to the big boys, go to the entrepreneurial slash attorney who can be a great resource for you.
Yes, I mean, well, let me say this. There are certain deals that require big law firms involved. You know, you're doing multi-million dollar deals, you have a number of issues that range from environmental all the way to maybe some registered securities. Then you might need a big law firm because of the bandwidth. But most entrepreneurs who are starting out small size, up to maybe $10 million in revenue, should look at the smaller boutique law firms. Look for the law firms with, you know, three or four partners, came from a big law firm, and because they're not just going to be able to do the work that you require of them as an attorney, but they're also going to provide relationships and other things. The key is that they see businesses in different industries, okay? So you might be very used to solving a problem within your industry a certain way, but your attorney sees a lot of other businesses, and they might be able to say, hey, well, you know, I have a shoe company over here, and they had the same issue, and here's what they did. You should consider this. And that's the counseling part. And that's some of the counsel. You get better counselors at the boutique level for small businesses than you would at a large law firm that's just strictly looking at the bill and justifying their time for talking to you. Because if they're billing you $400 or $500 an hour, they don't have time to small talk, especially if you have them on a very small retainer.
And you may have a bank account for that small talk. So anyway, thank you. That's David Walker, Handprint Group, and that's a really, really good. So really find and determine the attorney that you're working with, make sure they're a resource and can not only give you legal advice, but also put you in contact with some great people. Any last thoughts? We can contact you through your website, which is www.handprintgroup.com, David. Is that correct?
Yes,
and
that's right.
What is it specifically that you do?
Sure. I'm a business attorney, and I help companies raise capital. And I also manage some small legal issues, but I'm one of those attorneys who's also an entrepreneur and a counselor that can help you get through your business issue and kind of help you create a strategy and then execute on the plan as well.
All right, then. Thank you so very much. David Walker, we have a couple lines open. You can give us a call at 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. Thank you so very much, David, for sharing ideas about how to get the right attorney for you. Take care. All right, then. Let me see. Bring up those. So we talked about attorneys. Not all attorneys are created equal. Let me see who else I want to bring on here. We've got line one. Who's on the line? You're talking to the Passion Entrepreneur, your profit evangelist, if you will, Chief Profitability Officer. Who's on the line?
Is this me? Is this Brent Leary on the line?
Oh, yeah, this is Brent Leary. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good, just listening to all the good bootstrapping ideas.
Now,
got my
Brent,
notes out, been taking copious notes and everything.
And I have to commend you, man. You're the reason why I'm doing this right now. Now, Britt has a show. The title of the show is?
Technology for Business Sake.
Technology for Business Sake. Why don't you go ahead and give us the website for that? Don't tune in yet because you got to listen to the show right now. But go ahead, Britt. What's the website again?
That website is businesstechnologyradio.com.
And it's your fault that I'm doing blogs. It's your fault that I'm doing a website. It's your fault that I'm doing podcast stuff.
And
the wiki, all that stuff. It's your fault. This is the guy. This is my guru. This is my mentor.
I can honestly say I gave you the idea, but you ran with it. Good job. You're doing good on all fronts, man.
All right. Thank you so very much. All right. So, Brent, and what is it that you do? I'm sensing it has something to do with technology. First of all, thank you for calling in because – man, this guy is doing stuff. You're going to Black Enterprise, the Atlanta, annual meeting that they have. You're a columnist. What's some of the stuff that you're doing?
Well, in addition to the radio show, I do a lot of writing. I write a weekly column for BlackEnterprise.com. I write a monthly for Inc. magazine. And I also do my own blog, which takes up a lot of time. And do a little internet TV show called Tech Talk. So a lot of stuff. If it wasn't for the web, I'd probably be in a soup line somewhere. So,
hey, is this costing me any money, by the way?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
All right, so you've got a good idea for us. Probably got
well,
a ton of ideas.
Yeah,
what's one?
You know, it's great because the bootstrapping thing, it just brought me back to my aha moment in blogging, and that blogging moment sort of led to some of the things I'm doing today. And I did a book review for a book called Bootstrapping Your Business, and it was written by founder of a company called Right Now Technologies, Greg Gianforte. And it's it's a book you want to check out if you're into this bootstrapping thing. He started a business on his own, didn't get any loans, didn't go for venture capital money right off the bat, and he started out concentrating on customers and using customers to build the business. to the point where he was able to go public, and now it's several hundred million company in market value. So great book to check out. But my aha moment came from doing a book review. He asked me to write a book review for my blog. I did that, and because I did that, people started finding my blog and reading the book review, and other people wanted me to review a book. And the one guy who wanted me to review a book that sort of, you know, put me over the top, I had never heard of this guy before, but his name was Frank Warren, and he was the guy who started something called Post Secret Blog. I had never heard of him at this time. He asked me if I would review his book because he had saw the review I did for Bootstrapping Your Business, and I was like, who's Frank Warren? And so I did a Google search on him. Come to find out that this guy was just, at the time, this is a couple years ago, at the time, he had just been on the Today Show. He had just been quoted in the USA Today. And his book was already a top 25 seller on Amazon.com. So because of blogging, guys that I would have no idea who they are and didn't really need my help found me and started interacting and engaging. And that happened over and over to the point where I was able to get a job work doing some things for Black Enterprise and doing things for Inc. Magazine and doing speaking engagements, and all came out of utilizing the web. And so it's really critical, you know, in some of these things, these bootstrapping things can be absolutely free when it comes to drawing attention to yourself on the web. Start blogging. You know, Ken, you've been doing a great job with it. You know how it's changed the way you do business, right?
Right. Actually, yeah, I focus. I have to write down ideas and put something together, and I put that up, and it gives me an idea and then something I can help my clients with. Yeah, absolutely.
And
how did somebody find you initially, the bootstrapping, the guy that wrote the bootstrapping your business book? How did he find you?
Well, the thing is, he said, hey, I was in Google. I was doing a search on bootstrapping stuff, and I came across your blog entry on the book review. That's how it
okay,
started.
Now,
I've had so many different ways people have – I write on something, and even though the subject matter may say one thing to me, people who are searching for it have another slant on it, and they still reach out because they found it, and they reached out after they found it.
Okay, so the guy that wrote the bootstrapping your business – he found you by doing a Google search on you, so you had to make sure that your keywords are right, and then you're okay. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then Frank Warren found
you. Yeah, Frank Warren found me. Greg Gianforte, the guy who wrote the book, I had known him because he's a CRM industry guy, and I'm a CRM industry guy, and we had talked.
Okay.
And he offered, hey, could you check my book out? Would you mind writing a book? We got, yeah, sure, why not? And that's how it got started. But that's another able to leverage, or if you're trying to build your rep in the industry that you're in, use the web. Find the bloggers that are a key in that industry and start reading their blog. Start commenting on their blog. Start, engaging those kind of people because you want to be seen. You want to get into their stratosphere, for lack of a better way of putting it. You want to make yourself credible in the eyes of those guys you want to be peers with. Because that also allows you to be seen that way on the web by other folks who are looking for help that you may be able to provide your product or service.
So using all these
different tools are really important to try to do.
Wow. So thank you so very much, Brent. And how do we contact you? You got a blog? You got a website?
I think the best way is just to check out the blog, brentleary.com. And if you want to lob me an email, you can find my email address there. But feel free to check that out and check out the show, businesstechnologyradio.com.
Excellent show. I always listen to it because it's a great show, and I really appreciate your counsel and your guidance, and I'm looking forward to continuing working together with you.
Absolutely, right. And the check is in the mail.
All right, then. Thank you so very much, Brent. Brent Leary, technology for business sake. All right, then. So let me see. We got a couple lines open, so if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. We've got another caller up. Let me bring that person on. Welcome. You're talking with the Passion Entrepreneur. What is your bootstrapping idea? Hello? Hello? We're talking to you? Hello? We're calling 404-455-1906. Are you on the line?
Hey, there we go. Hey, Ken.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, this is Alex. And what is what's your website, Alex?
I got a couple of websites, www.mychoicenetworks with an S on the end, .com, and also www.smbc.tv.
Okay. And so what is it that what's your bootstrapping idea?
Well, I know that a couple of people have talked about technology and video and so forth, but has anybody out there thought about video email? And I actually have come across, it's more than just video email, but a group of products through a company called VM Direct, and it includes video email, blogging, podcasting, webcasting. Actually, you can do live web broadcast. In fact, if anybody's in front of their computer right now, they can see me. As I'm talking to you, Ken, on the radio here, I'm actually doing a live video webcast. And
oh, really?
See that. Yes, okay. Absolutely. If you'd like to see how this works, you can go to www.vm, that's Victor Mike, direct.com, www.vmdirect.com/IPTV Revolution. And IPTV is all capitals and then revolution all lowercase. So vmdirect.com/IPTV Revolution. Click on the U.S. flag and it'll pop up a page, and you'll see on the left hand, toward the left hand side in the middle of the page where it says live webcast. If you click that live, see me right now live webcasting from my home office here in Atlanta. And
This
is just one of the products that VM Direct offers. Like I say, there are several. Video email is one. The blogging, which the last caller was just talking about, which you can incorporate video into, podcasting, etc. And I think a lot of the callers have been alluding to this, but VM Direct offers what I've found, and I, you know, my background being a professional filmmaker and you know, commercial and video maker and that kind of thing. You know, for me, it's easy to go out with the equipment that I have and create videos and all that. But for the average person who maybe doesn't have the equipment, the time, or some of the skill set, this product that VM Direct has is very, very, very simple to use. It actually allows you to post video to your website as well as the other things I just mentioned. It's just a real nice toolbox, if you will, of different things that, you know, the somewhat computer savvy person can easily go in and learn how to use and start applying these things to their website, to their business, and to give them more opportunities. One of the key things, you know, when we talk about bootstrapping, of course, it's great to have a product that you can use and do things yourself, but you want to talk about the effectiveness of it. And I think that video is just so key, because it allows you to start, through the moving image, to start connecting to your clients and your potential clients in a way that a phone call, for example, or an email or a flyer in the mail cannot do. And from a bootstrapping standpoint, the ease of use of these products is just phenomenal and allows you to get right up close and personal and engage that client or potential client that you're trying to bring to your business in a way that you can't do otherwise.
All right. So, and you could actually do the videos and put them. We talked with Brent about blogging, and Joe Turner talked about blog. I think he's about to start to do a blog. He could take video and put it right in the blog, which is excellent. So, okay. So how does it work for you? How does this video technology improve your business?
Well, for me, again, it's a way to actually show what I do. I mean, I can take small clips that, you know, you can take things that you've already produced, upload them on your computer, and send them as in an email. Now, the neat thing about the email, for me, for example, I might have a 30-second commercial, and it is too large of a file. And I know, you know, people have experienced this before. If you're trying to send, you know, a lot of pictures or video in particular, it takes up a lot of storage space. So when you're trying to send that file over the email, a lot of times it's a problem for people to send it. Maybe, you don't have the capacity to send it out, or the person on the other end doesn't have the capacity in their email inbox to receive that large of a file. What VM Direct Video Email does is it actually, you load the video into their media vault, so it then creates a link in the email itself, so there's no file attachment. And when you send that email, it's just a small, regular, you know, small size email with a link. The receiver of the email opens the email, clicks the link, and the video streams automatically. So it's streaming off of a web server.
So some of the people
downloading a file attachment.
So some people that why do you think YouTube has been such a popular, so successful?
Wow, that's
the video
interesting question. Well, I mean, certainly the video is a big aspect of that, and you know, MySpace, same thing. You know, there are a lot of social online networks. You can go and you can chat with people and, you know, IM and do all that kind of thing. But video takes it to another level, and part of that is a phenomenon which we refer to as parasocial interaction. And this is something that actually takes us back to the, you know, late 60s, early 70s, social researchers looking at, you know, housewives and stay-at-home moms who started to develop these sort of perceived relationships with soap opera characters. Moving forward into the more modern age of television shopping, companies like QVC and Home Shopping Network took the research that was done earlier and applied that to how their television show hosts present on their shopping channels and develop rapport, develop relationships or perceived relationships with the viewing audience. I myself have had some experience directly with that, having worked a bit in the shopping channel industry myself as both a production guy and a show host. And it's amazing how the power of the moving image can be utilized to develop a relationship with that person who you don't know, you know, at all, I mean, in a real sense, but because of that interaction through the moving image or the perceived interaction, again, I should say, there's a psychological and emotional attachment that is created. And it's a very powerful tool, certainly one that in business is shown to be successful, and that any business person, like I say, with this you know, simple, easy-to-use set of tools can maximize their potential. And, you know, we all know what it costs to go around and visit our clients or potential clients in person right now with the gas prices being the way they are. You can be at your home office or your regular office and reach, you know, on a daily basis, you know, dozens or if not hundreds of people consistently, easily, and effectively.
All right, excellent. You hit it right on the head. I do a lot of first calls, initial meetings via the web and the phone.
Right.
And, you know, gas is now almost $4, if not over $4. And gas can be pretty expensive. And you got to ask yourself, do I want to spend time on the road or in front of clients? And you can certainly utilize technology. So, all right, Alex, so what is it that your business does? You mentioned My Choice Networks and the CNBC, correct? So what is it that you do?
Glad you asked that question, Ken. I mean, SMBC, is Sterling Media and Broadcast Corporation, is my production company, and that's the side where we actually produce commercials, we produce videos, documentary films, et cetera. My Choice Networks is another business which we're engaged in aggregating and producing content for distribution through IPTV, and that's Internet Protocol Television, for those that don't know. But we're looking at the future of television and the broadcasting industry changing dramatically. It's a complete paradigm shift from the way that we've all grown up experiencing television that is taking place, largely due to the internet. And we're involved in, you know, finding content, monetizing that content, in other words, placing the advertising dollars and other things that go along with that to make that content have value. And those are the things that we're involved in as a business.
All right, then. So, Alex, thank you so very much for calling in. We are out of time, but what is your website again, so if people want to contact you?
Thanks, Ken. Always a pleasure. The two websites, again, on the production side, it's www.smbc, that stands for Sterling Media and Broadcast Corporation, smbc.tv, and our IPTV website is My Choice Networks, with an S on the end, mychoicenetworks.com.
All right, then. So thank you so very much, Alex. Alex?
My pleasure, Ken.
All right, then. All right. That's the show. So what have you learned today? More importantly, how are you going to apply what you've learned? Well, this is what we learned. We learned about PayPal. Instead of waiting for the check, you can get it instantly. We heard about video technology, how you can use the power of the moving image to move your business forward. We talked about networking with nonprofits, also using PR Web to get your business and your spreading your icons. We call it your digital, your web presence, if you will. We talked about asking for referrals. Don't be afraid to ask for referrals. Personal networking helps. Diversify your sales. Come on, you know, local is fine, but you need to start thinking about regional and also national. Learn the financial terms. If you're going to use other people's money, you got to know the financial terms. Rent a coder. Rent a coder is another one. So you can get a logo for, you know, $5 and $10, have people bid on it. Also, use attorneys and use them as a business resource. Make sure that when you're sitting down with them that they can give you more than the law. And bootstrapping your business, Bill already talked about bootstrapping your business and the power of the blog and how people can find you if you're blogging. So you have a choice when you're looking at the internet. You can either have the internet define you, or you can define your web presence through the internet. So blogging is a good way. And then also start looking and networking within your industry and become a thought leader. So that's how people find you. So if you've got an idea, a business idea, a big idea, a sales idea, a bootstrapping idea, and you want to submit it, you want to be on the show, give us a call. You can reach us at 404-957-9193. That's 404-957-9193. You can also check us out on the web at www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. So anyway, that is the show. Thank you so very much for listening in. I'm sure you learned a few things. And I think it's time to take us out. Ryan Hunley with New Wine Music. Do what you do best.